evening, everyone. Filling in for Jeff, KD2AIT. This is N5AOW. I control for the Black River Valley service net. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mooville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Skyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend, and the amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should the net controller not start then at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echo Link stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from Oneonta through the Echolink system. And Bob, there is one other station behind me here on Echolink.
Very good, Kevin. Glad to have you check in, and we'll pause a minute and have that second station check in.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Juliet Whiskey Charlie, Matt in Oneonta, checking in by Echo Link.
All right, very good, Matt, and we're glad to have you check in with us, and we'll start out with Kevin, KD2FCM. Kevin, how's things down your way?
Hey, good evening, Bob, and a good evening to everyone up in the North Country tonight. Kevin James, KD2FBM here in the Central Southern Tier. Looks like we got, I want to say 36 degrees on the outside with some clouds overhead. Sounds like it's going to get a little dicey here in the next 24 to 48 hours. Hearing rumors right now that we have a winter weather advisory posted for most of our areas from 10 p.m. tomorrow night, that's Monday night, until 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Some areas could see 1 to 3 inches of snow, and others northward from our area could see 3 to 5, and there are some possible higher amounts in the Adirondacks. I'm still trying to finalize that forecast myself. Watch out for the icing, because I'm hearing it'll be changing to snow, sleet, and freezing rain, eventually to all rain at some point. So hang in there. It looks like we're going to get a nice mixture on this one. With that being said, I'll say 7-3. I'll back out. This is KD2FPM back to net control.
Kevin, thank you for that report, and always glad to have you check in with us. Yeah, I was looking myself earlier, and of course they had a band across the bottom of the TV telling us we were going to get some of that, but yeah, I think your report is a little more accurate given the area we're in, and we'll certainly look out for that. I would expect that we're going to start from now on probably getting the weather that we normally have this time of the year. But one of those things we're definitely going to be something you watch out for and careful on the roads. All right, you have a fine evening, and thank you for checking in again. And we'll move along to KD2JBC. Matt, what's going on in your area?
Hey,
This is KD2JWC. Good evening, Bob, and everyone up in the North Country. Yeah, I'm showing about 33 degrees here in Oneonta with a wind chill of 26. Had an average of 8 mile per hour wind today and showing about 3/4 of an inch of rain. Been busy trying to get everything cleaned up from Christmas and trying to get stuff done inside, of course, because can't do much outside with the rain, but hopefully everything will work out well that way eventually. Trying to get everything else ready also for, as Kevin mentioned, the weather that's coming towards us between Monday night and Tuesday. Looks like some of it might even start tonight somewhat. Got advisories out for possible freezing drizzle and stuff. And temperatures being lower in the higher elevations and a little bit higher in the lower elevations, it's looking like we might end up possibly with some icy spots on the road tonight. So we'll see what happens there. Hopefully it stays decent for us, you know, knock on wood. But this is KD2JWC, and back to net control.
All right, very good. Yeah, and I made the correction too. I understood wrong. I had a little bit of noise here with the other rig going on, and had your call wrong, but I got it corrected now. Yeah, I'm glad you checked in with us, and always glad to have folks check in. Yeah, that I think you're right with the elevation. That does make a few degrees difference as the elevation gets a little higher. I know we had earlier a little bit of sleet come down up our way here in Otter Lake, and I think it's back to rain, but I don't believe it's anything to be too concerned with at this point. But I think it's going to possibly start this evening and continue on into Monday. So one of those things we just need to watch out for and drive a little safer. All right, you have a fine evening. 73 to you, and enjoy the day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. Are there any other Echo Link stations would like to check in? All right, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
N2KPR, good evening, Doug.
Okay, we've got N2KPR, Rich, and N2PFM, George. George, we'll start with you. How you doing? I hope things are going all right with you this evening.
Well, good evening, Bob, everybody on the net. Yes, everything is quiet here. The temperature 31 degrees, that's the low, and I was 46, that was at midnight last night. And we do have a light dusting of snow out there at the present time. Now, I see that the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for freezing rain, sleet, and snow, which is in effect from 11 p.m. Monday until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Tuesday. So Tuesday is apparently going to be the bad day with a mixture of all those different things, or as Jack K2ZNZ likes to say, all the good stuff. So that's about it here from the mountainside. Take care and God bless. That's 2PFM clear.
All right, George, yeah. I was watching that too when the band came across the TV earlier, and they were showing it all the way into eastern Vermont. So evidently it's going to be quite a sell that's moving through our area, and I think we're going to get hit with everything but the Brooklyn Bridge. And who knows? And now it won't flow uphill, so we won't get that. Okay, you have a good evening, George. Take care, 73. And we'll see what Rich is going on. N2KPR, Rich, how you doing?
Well, doing pretty good tonight. Can't complain. Right now outside, it's not raining, but it was earlier, and there's a slight breeze out there. And that's about it. It's getting chilly, because it's getting chilly in the apartment here. So I had to turn up my heat before I went downstairs tonight. And outside of that, you know, I've had a great Christmas. I've got to say, spent it with friends at their house. Really had a ball watching these little ones open up gifts. Now, you get a little 3-year-old and a 5-year-old and a 20-month-old all down there unwrapping gifts. It's a riot. Because they didn't know whose gifts they were unwrapping. They were just unwrapping. They didn't care. It was fun. And then we watched a good movie afterwards. It was called, Master the War Dog. And, that was really, really good movie. Anyway, if anybody gets a chance to watch it, because it's fabulous. Outside of that, there's not much going on. By the way, as far as my Crohn's goes, they're changing medications again. This is going to be the last try. After this, if it doesn't work, I'm demanding surgery. That's all there is to it. If they don't want to do surgery, then I will go elsewhere to go get it. If I have to leave the state to do it, I will. But I've got to do something, because that last flare-up was probably the worst one I've ever had, and I can't go through that again. And I hope everybody else had a great Christmas, and hope they have a really fine New Year's and the rest of the holiday season. A safe one, of course. Prosperous one. As long as the government don't get their hands on the money. And, okay, I gotta figure out how to fix this timeout on this. And have a good good week coming up. Good weekend this weekend. And 2KPS.
All right, Rich. Well, I certainly hope they get that the meds squared away for you to alleviate any kind of surgery. Anytime you go through that, I know what that's like. Boy, I'll tell you what, you have a little stretch there where you really can't do much, and you're fighting the pain and fighting everything else that related to what they invaded the body for. So, yeah, it gets a little trying, and it's hard on everyone around. So, let's hope the meds and the variation of it, whatever they can do to change it, will help things out. All right, you have a fine evening. Take care. 73. Glad you had a nice holiday, and I hope you have an excellent New Year's. I know we're going to spend ours inside. We usually do in the last few years, and maybe have a drink, maybe just wish ourselves a happy New Year and go to sleep. Well, I had a good day. Anytime I'm up and breathing, can see daylight, can move around all right, I'm doing A-okay. But a little on the rainy side all day today. I think it slowed up once or twice, and then, of course, we had some sleet this afternoon, a little bit of freezing rain and whatever, and that settled down. But I would expect we're going to get more overnight, and maybe, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know tomorrow evening, I think, is slated for the bad weather. But enjoy it. Stayed inside, get a few things done, relaxed a bit, and everything's pretty good. Holidays have been terrific, and, well, we didn't have White Christmas, but we'll work around that, too. You know, I figured a green one was due somewhere along the line, and here it was, and there it went. So, with that, we'll make another call. This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Rally service net. Looking for additional check-ins. All right, well, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Rally service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Rich, George, Matt, and Kevin, Illinois, for checking in this evening. Always glad to have folks check in have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. 73 to all. N5 AOW clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. Hey, great job there, by the way, Bob. Thanks for handling the net. That was really cool. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, KD2FPM, so 7-3 and clear.
This is KD2JWC. I will be clear of the repeater through Echolink. Thank you guys again. It was nice being able to join you for the 9 p.m. net. Thank you, guys. I hope to catch you tomorrow night. KD2JWC is clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without status, all stations are welcome as always. Stations, come now, after the tail drops on your repeater, please. Okay, N5 AOW, good evening, Bob. Thank you for checking in. I'm not sure the other station was checking in, but you're more than welcome to. Was it Kilo Delta 2 Juliet Delta Mike? No problem whatsoever. JDM Juliet Delta Mike. Okay, very good, thank you. And any other stations before I clear the frequency here? Any other stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. And I might mention the Mach 10 is operated on the 145.170 repeater every night at 9:30. That's your night of repeater. And we do call up on several of the area repeaters because we cover quite an area, quite a territory. Thank you all again. 7-3, KA2 Zionza.